Blog Talk Radio.
Templeton, and that was our introductory song, Lords of Truth. And so truths are the discussion here. It is what lead us and guide us. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to speak with your people and to reveal another truth. Help us to find our way through this knowledge. Let the people intercept this knowledge in their hearts. Let it be the guide, the guiding light of their lives. Father, I pray that your Spirit speak through us. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. Amen. My name is Prophet Len Templeton, for those who know me. No further ado is necessary. We are running about 1 or 2 minutes behind, so we're going to jump right in. I just want to say our guiding verse is Hosea 4:6, which says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." And so it's knowledge that the prophetic hour for 7 years, I think it is, have been delivering. Knowledge for 7 years, and we want to thank you for supporting us. That's it. So let us get started. Today's show revolves around several verses, but we picked Psalm 78:8 as our guiding verse, and this session is called The Rebellious. And I was personally promoted. The Spirit led me through that promotion to do this show. And here we go. The Rebellious. Psalm 78:8. Let's read that. It says, And may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that did not set its heart aright, didn't set its heart aright, meaning that from the core of their being, they set themselves on the wrong path. And then it goes on to say, and whose spirit was not faithful to God. So, let's bring it down to earth. What I want to say, first of all, is that we live in a time when every day, several times a day, you encounter individuals who act out their rebellious nature. their spirit, it seems that their spirit is vexed by something. These are the people you encounter when you drive, when you shop, when you go to public places. At work, you have rebellious people. These are the folks, they drive reckless. They drive 80 miles an hour in a 40 mile an hour zone. It's not one that you run into, but many. And this is how you know it's a spirit, and it's not just one wicked person, but it is a rebellious spirit. You got people that are cross over in front of you. They'll drive fast, and then they'll cross in front of you, and it seems like they'll park right there in front of you. You got folks that when you're walking in the mall, they walk right in front of you, walk out in front of you, and just stand there like you're not even coming, that you're not even walking along that path. You have the worst kind of rudeness. You have folks that have millions of tattoos on their body with strange piercings that just defy logic. These are the rebellious ones that the Bible speak of. These are the rebellious ones. There's another verse here I want to introduce to you, and I failed to print it. Hang on a second here. Let's see. Yes, here we go. 2 Timothy 3, it says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control." That's a big one. "Brutal, despisers of good." That brutal means they're violent. Their violent nature is not only physical, but mental. So this is a description of the kind of people that you find. These are the actions of those that are rebellious in nature. So this is what you run across every day, all day long, is these wicked folks. Some cities are worse than others. I'm living in one of those cities that seems to have just an abnormal amount of wicked folks. And if you look up the let's look at Philippians 2:15 before I get into the next part. Philippians 2:15, it says, "That you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world." Now, this word perverse generation, if you look up the word perverse, you'll find that the word perverse means perverted. It means perverted in modern day language. And this crooked and perverse generation, the dictionary says characterized by sexually abnormal and unacceptable practices and tendencies. see, your perverted ways or perverse ways are the practices that are unacceptable and bad tendencies, in addition to sexual abnormality, abnormal. The dictionary further goes on and says deviant, warped, corrupt, twisted, abnormal, unhealthy, depraved, aberrant, immoral, debauched, debased, degenerate, evil, wicked, amoral. So it lists all those words to illustrate perverse or perverted. And it says the word perverse means perverted in modern day terms. So you have this abnormal number of people, and I hate to say it, but this young generation in there, especially, you find the larger numbers, especially in that below 50. In particular, below 50, you find a larger number, but you find some that are older. I'm 63, and you find some my age that I can't figure it. They should have learned. They should have come out of this abnormal, perverted ways. But there are quite a few in that 20s and 30s and 40s. It seems like the ones in their 40s are the worst. That just may be my perception. But anyway, this is what the Bible is talking about in Philippians 2:15. It says they're a crooked and perverse or perverted generation. When it says among whom you shine as lights, you have to understand this is darkness. This, whenever people behavior exhibit crookedness or perverted, their light is dim. Darkness is pervasive in their life. And so those that practice truth or righteousness, they have light, a higher level of light that is transcending their bodies. And literally, this is literally, I've seen this literally, with my physical eyes. God revealed one church that I was at, the light, and the entire church. It wasn't the entire church, but there were individuals who saw the light, and that's probably because their light was adequate. So that is a fact. The light and the perversion is darkness, is a factor of darkness, because these spirits are dark that are affecting these people, and it is spirits that is the culprit of these people's behavior. And in particular, let us read Revelation 12:7-12. It explains what took place and why all of a sudden you have so many rebellious people, and people have become so wicked, the acceleration of wickedness. Revelation 12:7, it says, and there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Now, this in particular is the ruling administrative part of the heavens, the astral and the sky heaven. And it goes on to say, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So those in that administrative part of heaven, demons, are had taken possession. And this, for those who have followed me, understand what took place. But when, and I'll quickly say, when man fell, we gave over that aspect, that lower heaven, that administrative part of heaven that's over man, we gave that over to them through the actions of Adam and Eve. You see, and so these demons took possession, took up thrones in those lower heavens because of what we did. And so they were cast out, these demons, in Revelation 12:7. Now in 12:12 it goes on to say, therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. So they were cast out, and they have come down to the earth. These are the spirits that are affecting these rebellious spirits that you see in people. These are those spirits. They have come down in the form of spirits. Spirit take the form of energy as a second level, and that's, you know, I'm getting into a little more than I wanted to, because I know there's many haven't been taught these things. But anyway, this second level is where your mind is affected, you see. So these spirits have come down, and they are now affecting us in a very bad way. These are those rebellious people, the folks that are driving crazy or walk over you, that are, I mean, they're doing all kind of things that is just mind-boggling. And these events have escalated just in the last few years, because this battle took place. God showed me this. He showed me this around 2007, 2008. I can't remember if it was 2007, 2008, where he showed me, I saw the heavens open when they were cast out, the portals of heaven to open. And so these spirits have come down, and they are affecting the people, those that have, in the first place, a incentive, rather a, they were inclined to be sinful and rebellious. And so these are the people that these spirits have possessed. And so this is what Revelation 12:7 through 12:12 is describing. And so it's not by accident that you have so many rebellious people, in that people actions have become so wicked. It is the spirits that's driving them. And remember, spirit is your programming. You see, your behavioral pattern is established by spirit. You see, and your actions are the result of your behavior patterns, you see. So this is what is driving these individuals, and they're not even aware of it. They have no idea that you know, they think it's their idea. And so they have no idea that they're being possessed and being led. They're literally being driven by these spirits. You know, when you see them, I say this to my wife all the time, they're not driving the car. The spirits are driving them to drive the car. So in Hebrews 3:10, it goes on to say, therefore I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So my ways is saying behavior patterns that lead you into your actions. So people are being led. These spirits have inhabited their innermost being, and the word heart is elib in the Hebrew, elib, and it means your core being, your spirit. So they are possessing the core of these folks. So their programming is being overridden, and they have no idea how they're perceived. They have no idea how crazy their actions are. It seems normal to them. So people actions are being driven by other forces at this time. You have to understand that these spirits are being led by the king of rebellion, and that is Lucifer. Remember, he led a rebellion in heaven. So a rebellious person has received Lucifer's spirit in his heart, because Lucifer is the original rebel, you see. And this, he was the leader of the rebellion in heaven. So the ways of the devil is being is driving the people, a large number of the people. And this is why so many churches have gotten back into deliverance and that area of deliverance, casting spirits out. And so this problem is, again, a spirit issue. It's not an individual, but it's a spirit issue. Most of the time, when you cast these spirits out of these people, they have no idea. They have no idea what happened. They come out of it like coming out of a dream, and it's amazing to see. So it is one of the areas that we're going to spend time with when we get our church fully open. So this is a deliverance issue for you pastors that are listening, and you've got to get back into deliverance. You've seen those strange acting people in the midst of your sermon. They're one of the ones that show up in the church is called a religious spirit. See, God never meant us to be religious. You see, you're supposed to use religion as training wheels and grow into the truth. You see, and that is the practice, discipleship. You're supposed to come into discipleship. And that is where you discipline yourself in the practices of Christ. And so this is where they're supposed to be. And when they're not, these religious spirits are deceiving them, sitting in the church. So you've got more than, I'd say, this is just a guess, but I'd say at least half of the folks in the church are not disciples. They have not reached the discipleship stage. And so they're subject to these religious spirits that have been released in the world. Now, I want to say Colossians 1:26, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generation, but now has been revealed to his saints. So they can't see, the people in the church I'm talking, can't see the higher knowledge, the mysteries, because many of them have these rebellious spirits, or they have not matured from the religious stage, you see, which happens only when you practice the knowledge that you've gained. And so you have the church messed up just like the world, and that's why God move on the church first. It says the church is corrected first. That's what we preached on last Sunday, how the church is corrected first and then the world. And so God has been correcting the church now for several months. That's why so many are getting out of the ministry, and so many of them stopped preaching, and church doors are closing, and so on and so on. So this is what you have. You have religious spirits, and they're wrecking havoc among the people of the world. And if these people hang on to these spirits, if they don't get delivered, then they're going to be locked in, and that's when the spirits of darkness come in, and the only way out is death. So, on that note, we're going to end and say, if you know someone that has accepted these religious spirits, you need to lead them to the church some way, somehow. And so this is Prophet Lynn Templeton saying thank you for joining us again here at the Prophetic Hour. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. May God bless you and keep you, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. So long.